Super 8, a film that takes its name from film stock, offers reviewer Jacob Lick and staff a chance to talk about the underlying technology that makes movies possible.
J.J. Abrams of Lost and the Star Trek reboot teamed up with Steven Spielberg to create Super 8, a sci-fi thriller set in 1979, centered on a group of high school kids making their own zombie movie. Now, high school kids in 2012 would use a video camera, maybe even the one on their cell phone, to make a home movie. But that kind of technology wasn't available in 1979. The only affordable option to Charles, the teen directing the zombie film, is Super 8mm film, which gives the movie its somewhat ambiguous title. Charles enlists the help of Joe, a quiet classmate, to do makeup, Martin to play the male lead, Carrie to do special effects, and Preston on sound. Alice, is played by Ellie Fanning, is the last-minute addition because they need a female lead. She also has access to her father's car, although she doesn't have a driving license. The cast and crew head out to the tiny Lillian, Ohio train station in the middle of the night, hoping to shoot a scene with a passing train in the background to provide production value, as Charles calls it. After a rehearsal, which is probably the best scene in the entire film, a train approaches and the kids start shooting the scene.
And action!
Eastbound freighter derailed what the cargo
They happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time as a pickup truck drives onto the tracks and causes the train to derail. When the wreckage finally stops moving, the ground is littered with thousands of white cubes, and the booming sounds emanate from one of the train cars. Charles and Joe find the pickup truck. It turns out that the driver of the truck, who miraculously survived the accident, is none other than their high school biology teacher, Dr. Woodward. In the days following the crash, the town of Lillian is plagued with mysterious events. Large metal objects, such as car engines and washing machines, disappear, and several people go missing as well, including the sheriff. The military won't talk about the crash, but there are hundreds of men cleaning up the site. Charles and Joe drop off the film from the night of the accident and have to wait a couple of days for the developed film to be finished, which might be one of the more surprising details to students in 2012. When they look at the seconds after the train crash, they see something large crawling out of one of the train cars. What could it be, and what could this movie have for science teachers to use? As I mentioned earlier, Charles and Joe are using Super 8 film. The 8 denotes the approximately 8mm width of the film stock. Super 8 film did not encode sound when it first came out in the mid-1960s, but sound recording was added in the early 1970s. A magnetic strip added to the film recorded sound in much the same way that cassette and 8-track tapes did, by aligning magnetic particles on the surface of the strip or tape. Super 8 film was sold in cartridges that made loading and unloading the film very easy, and prevented light exposing the film before the user started filming. Now, you could only shoot about 3 minutes on each cartridge at the home movie setting of 18 frames per second. The professional setting of 24 frames per second consumed a cartridge in just 2.5 minutes. The fact that film like Super 8 is a sequence of 18 or 24 still images per second means you can create an animation by changing the image just a little bit between each frame and a series of single frames. This is called stop-motion animation and is how many special effects in movies from the late 20th century were done. The Imperial Walkers in Star Wars were models that were painstakingly moved bit by bit for each still frame. Then, when the movie is shown at regular speed, the model appears to walk across the screen. Abrams is good at monster movies. Cloverfield is another one of his films, and a central tenet of the genre is that the audience does not see the monster until very late in the film, and then only briefly. We mostly see the effects of the alien in Super 8, missing wire, engine blocks, and occasionally people. Toward the end of the film, an old government movie from a top-secret lab gives a glimpse of the alien. Finally, in the last few minutes, some more details are revealed. The alien appears to be spider or crab-like in structure, with 4 arms and 2 legs that it sometimes uses to crawl. Its face is more human-looking, though, with 2 eyes, a nose, and a mouth, though the nose has 3 nostrils. Biology teachers might discuss the relationship between animal structure and their behavior. How does having extra limbs change the way an animal walks or runs? Super 8 was a summer blockbuster, recalling both the feel and the methods of movies from the 1970s, and offering science teachers a chance to talk about the science of movie making.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
I saw it. No one believes me.
Prime.